It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Fab Four Fraxus Friday. It is Friday morning, the 12th of the month already. Yeah. And this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, downtown Bullhead City. You heard the phone number in the intro. You're welcome to call in anytime you want. You just put the number down on your somewhere in your house or in your cell phone. We have our own area code, 234-343-1065. When you own your own tower, you get your own area code. I want to remind you a couple things before we get to our guests. Number one, don't forget this month, you can adopt a pet from the Bullhead City Animal Shelter for free. Yeah, free. Swanties in Bullhead City is paying for you to adopt a dog or a cat. Doesn't matter what. So go over to the Animal Control or call 928-763-6000. Maybe it's time to get your kids a pet. And tonight is the Bighorn Scramble. It's the Calcutta tonight at Iron Wolf Golf Course in Lake Havasu City. You want to get involved? Call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. Tomorrow's the big tournament at Iron Wolf. Kicks off at 8 a.m. And, of course, it's a fundraiser for the MCC Bighorn Soccer World. Yeah. And then tomorrow we have a farmer's market in Bullhead City at 9 a.m. at Community Park. Call the Rec World if you have a question. 928-763-0158. And then also tomorrow, if you want to go sew, you have to bring your own sewing machine. You can make diaper bags at Hope United Methodist Church with Make Bullhead Better, 9 o'clock until 2. Any questions, call Grace Heck, 928-444-2896. And finally, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, also at Community Park in the area of the Bullhead Bell, will be the River Fund's Duck Pluck. And we actually have two judges in the room today, because you're a judge tomorrow for the Duck Pluck, Mr. Jeff Tipton, who is the Bullhead City Human Services Director, and you're a judge tomorrow. Whoops, did I turn you down? Hold on. Which microphone? Which headset? Oh, you put on that one. Okay, there we go. Go ahead.
I'm a duck plucker.
You're a duck plucker?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to say that three times real fast. Okay. All right. And also in the studio with us is the real judge, the Honorable William Condre. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Welcome, both of you. And our topic kind of today is the homelessness of our community. Judge Condre, you started something 2 years ago called the Court of Life.
Quality of Life.
Quality of Life. And it's more about taking these homeless individuals and doing everything within your power to turn them back into a productive adult.
Yes.
I mean, that's the best way to sum it up.
Yeah.
Because most of the unfortunate, when a homeless individual gets arrested and they have to go through the courts, they end up before Judge Condre, and you do your research before you even sit down with this individual in your courtroom. You already know why this person was arrested. Is this person, what are the issues of that individual's homeless situation?
To a degree, they show up, we arraign them. If it turns out that they're homeless, we give them a choice whether they can enter the quality of life program. It's up to them. they can either go through the regular criminal justice system where they pay a fine, maybe do a little jail time, be on probation, or if they go into the quality of life, we have a really good partnership with the prosecution where if they come in, their particular crime might not have a victim, or even if it has a victim, we've got deferred prosecution. It's a really good program. But if it wasn't for the teamwork with the prosecutor and the clinicians in the area, we wouldn't be able to get this thing off the ground.
And you mentioned the clinicians in the area, because when you have your pre-court meeting, you got a lot of people in there from West Care, from Mojave Mental Health, Southwest Behavior, Revive Behavioral Health, all teaming up to help these individuals become a productive adult. With your assistance and your hammer, because you get to force them, that's something that...
I encourage them.
Well, I've seen you on the bench, and when you say you are going to Mojave Mental Health on Wednesday, right? I don't think anyone has the guts to sit back there and go, ah, no, I don't think I'm going to go. So you encourage very well. But they're all working together to try to help these individuals get back to where they were prior to homelessness.
Yes, or prior to the event that caused the homelessness.
Right. And when you do your conversations with these individuals, and Jeff, you're out there sometimes with Danny Crawford, when these people are creating a problem or being picked up, and now we have a new ordinance that says they can't sit on the sidewalk and kind of basically force people to walk around them. So that's kind of added to your role.
Yeah, I work with the cops unit a lot, and usually any calls into the city, we'll try to respond. And Corporal Crawford and Code Enforcement, Ron Beardsley, they're out every day looking, and with no camping in the city, they're always looking for opportunities where the property owners have put up no trespassing, and of course a lot of the parkland. But what they do is try to keep things clean, keep it very sightly, and then once they do maybe make an arrest or get into the system, we support. I know Corporal Crawford goes to all the meetings. I go to the court meetings. But like Judge said, they have a great team of support.
Right.
And it all works because of the compassion from Judge Condrey, but also the accountability. And like you said, he's as compassionate as anyone on saying, hey, you know, and he has very much a lot of empathy for them. But when they start trying to skirt through or not show up,
right,
he lays the hammer down.
Exactly. Do you find, Judge, that most of the people want help? They want the assistance from the clinicians and from yourself? You brought a gentleman in here a year or so ago.
Yep, Mr. Weisbart.
That said that you were the first judge who ever helped him, and he'd seen 8 judges in his life. Do you find most of these...
That's really a hard question, because the first time that they come to me, they're either suffering from some sort of mental illness or drug addiction, or we have so many factors that are in this that sometimes they're at the podium talking to me and they're telling me what I want to hear, but do they really believe it in themselves?
Right.
And I've got to tell you, we've had... several now that are going through the program that have made, as soon as they got inpatient care and they stopped using drugs, all of a sudden the psychosis that was with them all of a sudden went by the wayside. And then with the inpatient care through Revive and other facilities are available, we see huge improvements to where they can become a productive member of society. And the individuals that come before me that say, I want a job, I want a job, I want a job, then my question is, well, you know, when you go to a job, they're going to ask you for a urine test, and as soon as it comes back with some sort of illicit drug or illegal drug, you're off, and you'll never be able to apply at that company again. So you got to clean yourself up if you want a job.
Right. And that's probably the process the average homeless person doesn't understand.
No.
Right. So they don't know how to get that accomplished. They probably did 5-6 years ago. But now that they have been from bush to bush, tree to tree, couch to couch, they have kind of lost touch with reality and focus on what it takes to get back to that, you know, home plate and start over.
Yep. And that's what we're trying to do.
Right.
We're trying to get back to that default setting that they had prior to the either the homelessness or the event that caused the homelessness.
And the event is something that you have to seek out in order to know how to help them get past that.
Actually, that's the clinician's job.
Okay.
That's and another thing that there are several studies that are out now that indicate that homelessness is a form of trauma.
Oh, yeah. I guess it would be, yeah.
Because I couldn't do it. So when they go to the clinicians, not only do they have to unpack the event or incidences that caused them to be homeless, but then they also have to unpack all of the trauma that they experienced while they're homeless. And it could take, I figured when I started this, 6 months. Hey, we'll get the, everybody will be done in 6 months. I was.
Yeah.
That was a dream, huh?
That was, yeah, that was a fool's hope.
Because they don't move as quick as we do.
They, no.
Their process of getting to appointments sometimes is skipped. Their process of getting a job and getting to that interview and so on and so forth, it takes them longer than it does you and I, or let's just say a high school kid leaving high school wanting to go out and get a job. You know, they're going to do it a lot faster than a homeless individual who's been on the streets for a few years.
Yeah. And you bring this, one of the first things I implemented, we use white paper with black letters
right.
on our orders. I went and got bright green paper. And when individuals come in and we give them an order, I put it on this green paper because all of their other paper is white and they know exactly where this, what I want.
It's going to stand out.
Yes.
Good. Good. And you're a patient person because when they come back to you and they tell you, I skipped this meeting or I did this or did that, you pretty much say, okay, well, we're going to start over. You got to get there next week. And in 2 weeks when you come back, you have got to have had an appointment because when I sit down with the clinician before this meeting, they better tell me you were there.
Yes.
Or this meeting right here in 2 weeks could put you behind bars.
I got to tell you, I'm going to be really candid. I don't consider jail for somebody that has a mental illness as an opportunity to have any improvement in their life. And that's really what I'm striving for is some sort of change and improvement. What society would consider improvement.
Right.
So if I put them in jail,
nothing happens.
Yeah, or it could get worse.
It's a doorstop.
Yeah, when I was the Veterans Treatment Court defense attorney, we had an individual that just wasn't getting on the program, and I kept telling him, hey, you're going to be in a world of hurt, and sure enough, he got 20 days
yeah.
in jail, and he was worse off. He was in Afghanistan he was building the SEALs quarters, so he was there with a platoon of Marines constantly having exchanging lead back and forth.
Right.
And when he came back, he was not a well man.
Sure.
But putting him in jail did not, I saw what happened to him. Mm-hmm. I saw him when he went in. I saw him when he came out. He was a lot worse coming out. And I went, you know what? These individuals that are in the quality of life court, I don't want to subject them to it.
Right.
However, there are other sanctions that I can do. I mean, we can have them go to counseling or to the therapist instead of once a week. I can have them go 3 times a week, or we can set up other things that maybe they'll be uncomfortable with. I have an individual right now that can't make her substance abuse counseling, and it's like, come on, let's do this. Come right. on, you're required to do this.
And that's through Southwest or Mojave Mental
yes.
Health or West. Yeah, it's not like going to an AA meeting.
No.
Right. Okay. All right, let's take our first break. We're going to come back and chat with these gentlemen some more. If you have something you want to know, give us a call. And by the way, on Fab Four Friday, today we're playing Paul McCartney, Back in the USSR, his CD from then. And our phone number, 234-343-1065. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more with these two gentlemen on a Friday afternoon.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate-Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Up speeds and down speeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Get ready, get set, let's bingo on the river at Edgewater Casino Resort's all-new bingo room. Be one winner with all-time bingo favorites, including manager specials and our very own bigger bingo coverall. A multi-location progressive jackpot where you could win up to 100% of the jackpot in 55 numbers or less. Have a ball and get your B-I-N-G-O on at Edgewater. For more information, visit us online at edgewater-casino.com.
Don't live your best years in debt. Consider your options with a reverse mortgage. You can eliminate your mortgage payments, plus you could receive supplemental income. I'm Suzanne Causley, reverse mortgage specialist with Arizona Financial, and I can show you how to get cash from your home equity with a reverse mortgage. Contact me, Suzanne Causley with Arizona Financial, 928-230-9867. That's 928-230-9867.
NMLS number 219405. Arizona Financial is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 411252.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. You're about 35 minutes away from Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. And first of all, Paul's going to have a individual talking about a constitutional sheriff's event going on in Las Vegas, followed up by Ron Gould, the Monterey County Supervisor. And that's coming up at the top of the hour. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Yeah, all on the clock. And you get that certificate, you make more money. Yeah. Oh, Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or wants to get in the world of healthcare, call 928-763-1404. Stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. The fitness center is totally remodeled at Laughlin Ranch. It's open to the public. It's got brand new workout equipment by Pro Maxima Equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. The spin bike center, the yoga, weight training, cardio, and a steam room. Yeah, $50 a month is all. Open to the public. Bullhead City's newest fitness center at the top of the hill. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, when you need it, when you have an emergency, you need help fast. And if it's something serious like a stroke or a heart attack, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here, ready to help you 24/7. Learn more at Western Arizona ER.com. All right, we're back with Judge Condrey and Jeff Tipton, the Human Services Coordinator, Director for Bullhead City. And Jeff, you have a task force that meets once a month, which brings, as the judge mentioned, a lot of the clinician companies all together. And also a big partner we haven't mentioned yet is Catholic Social Services.
Correct. Yeah, we do our homeless task force.
Put that right up there by your mouth.
Created several years ago, Jerry Duvall, and I'm the liaison for that. And yeah, it's basically we meet the third Thursday of each month at 1:30, and it kind of pulls all the resources together to kind of coordinate, talk through things, give updates. But Catholic Charities is kind of the hub. You know, that's where most of the homeless end up at some point, either showering, computer services, meals, and with Catholic Charities involved, it kind of lets everyone else meet there, or that's where the bulk of the clients are that if they're seeking help, help's available.
And it's interesting, because I attend those meetings, it's interesting to hear the Catholic Charity reports as to what they've done the previous 30 days as to how many people they fed and how many people spent the night. And
if you look at those numbers and then you calculate what would those people be doing
without them,
just some simple numbers, probably when they first opened, COVID was around there, they had some limited hours, but since they've been 24/7, they're well over 6,000 meals a month last year. Well, this year, this past month of March, they hit 7,200 meals in a month. And you figure, you calculate that out, you know, you're talking 85, 90,000 meals in a year. And even our nutrition center, our senior, we do 40,000 meals.
Right.
So
that's a big difference.
That's a lot of people. And you talk about individual people served. I think last month was 2,891. So that's how many people's utilizing services there. So it's not always just homeless. There's people that may be down on their luck, but definitely an asset, and it helps the community and helps the city in the things that we're trying to do for the homeless community and keep people getting services. It allows us to enforce ordinances and enforce things because there is a shelter.
And it gives the homeless individual an option. Mm-hmm. When you or Corporal Crawford are visiting with these individuals on the street, you know, Danny Crawford can say, you know, I'm not going to write you a ticket. I'm not going to arrest you. I'm going to take you to the homeless shelter. And they're going to help you get a meal, get a shower, a place to lay down. And maybe they can help you get your birth certificate or your driver's license or your social security card. Simple things that we all take for granted, you know. We have our driver's license in our pocket and a social security card in our safe and our birth certificate. But these guys, once they became homeless, they've lived out of a backpack for who knows how long and don't have these things.
One thing I like about Judge Condrey's court is first question he asks almost every time is, do you have a roof over your head and have you had two meals?
Right.
Because that's the most basic necessities that we take for granted. And for them to improve themselves, he always makes sure, like, that's the first thing that you address is, do you have a roof and are you getting food?
Well, and when you think about it today, almost every one of our schools serves breakfast. Because they know that in order for these children to learn and to sit there and pay attention, they've got to start with a full stomach.
Yep.
And so to sit there in the courtroom and listen to the judge's instructions, you needed something to eat so you can absorb all this, or you're standing there the whole time thinking about a Big Mac. You know, not what the judge is saying.
Yep.
So, by the way, we need to clarify, because everything that we're talking about that goes through the court of life is misdemeanor.
Yes, everything's a misdemeanor. So no felonies.
This is not somebody who robbed a bank.
Nope.
Knocked a little old lady on the ground, stole her purse.
Nope.
This is misdemeanor type crimes.
Yes.
And city ordinances that are a misdemeanor. And these are the things that you have the way with all to work with them on.
Yes.
Yeah. Felony goes a whole different direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, I want to clarify that.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, and thanks for bringing up Catholic Charities, when they go, their first day at Catholic Charities, when I see them, I go, hey, this is the program. Okay, you need to go talk to Patty at Catholic Charities because she's been one of the pillars to this program.
She has been, yeah.
From the talk to Patty, spend a couple hours, and I always say I'm not selling a used car today, so I want you to have a full understanding of what this program is. At the end of it, you'll be a different person. But then when they show up to Patty, the first thing she does is get them enrolled either in Medicaid or the health benefits that are available,
right,
and get them an appointment with, I wish I could remember the medical, it's a medical facility and they do telehealth. So the individuals are getting a health appointment for their physical health.
North Country?
Yeah, North Country, yeah. Thank you.
Because it's almost around the corner from the homeless shelter.
But, I mean, at least they get, they might not have seen a doctor for a period of time, or while they were homeless, they could have been injured and not really gone to a doctor, so they can at least get their physical health up to speed. And then Patty then makes arrangements to either send them to Southwest or West Care in the area and get an assessment. So when they come back in 2 weeks, I have a clinician that will give me an idea of, hey, what's going on with this individual? What do we need? What services can we provide over a course of period of time that we're going to see a positive change,
right,
and improvement?
Right.
And right now we have, last that I heard, we have an individual that was severely or acutely alcoholic. Mm-hmm. He has sobered up. He's enrolled at MCC. He's getting a welding certificate.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it took a lot of patience to say, please come back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that person you're referencing, I was there like one of the first court dates, and I'm just an observer, and I'm like, there is no way this person, I mean, the body language, the attitude, the excuses, and to hear that person now, I mean, it's like night and day. He's positive, and even when he's thrown a challenge, he processes it, works through it, and you can tell the pride he's taken because, you know, he says, hey, I got this, but this is what I did, and of course, Judge encourages that, and
right,
this person's changed tremendously.
It's amazing the growth they can do within themselves when they're clean and have that out of their system, you know, the detox, and no longer has alcohol that he's dependent upon to survive every day.
And we have another individual in our program that has had her children taken away. She's got herself clean and sober, got an apartment. In fact, the first apartment she was going to get, she looked around, saw the neighbors, and says, oh, I don't want to live here because I knew them from my past life. Made a good decision to move, wait to get another apartment outside the area that she was located, just to make sure that her environment would be not tempted and continue to be clean and sober.
Great.
So,
all right, let's take another break. Half past the hour. We'll be right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you a homeowner in Lake Havasu ready to tackle your home-based project? Maybe even a newer current resident looking to purchase or renovate your dream home? If so, look no further. The Lake Havasu Chamber Building Industry Alliance has gathered businesses from all areas of the industry to support your needs. This Saturday, April 13th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., come join us at the Havasu Riviera Marina to meet our vendors and enjoy great food and sunshine as well. For more information, head to our website at havasuchamber.com. Don't miss it.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Get your tickets today for the Great Duck Pluck, supporting River Fund's efforts to help people in the tri-state area dealing with crisis or emergencies. Adopt a duck or a whole flock and come watch the action at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 13th on the Colorado River at Bullhead Community Park. Get tickets at riverfundinc.com for a chance to win cash and prizes. All proceeds stay in the Colorado River region.
A public service message from the Radio Central stations, KJJ 102.3, KNTR Talk, and KNTR Sports, AM and FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, right on 95 in downtown Bullhead City. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning phase. Learn more and all the up-to-date information at a specific website for this project, MojaveEnergyPark.com. If you still have a question that you couldn't get answered in there, it could be because it doesn't exist yet, or just call them, 928-763-1110. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions for your home. Oh, you know, protect your family, your kids, your pets, ants and bugs and crickets and creepy crawlers. You don't want those around your house. Yeah. Well, and your business. Last thing you want is one of your customers seeing a bug run across the floor. So, and if you're in Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, or Bullhead City, or Laughlin, you can be bug-free at home or work with Barron Services. Quality experience and family. Call 928-758-5499. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle lot, right on the corner of Route 66 in downtown Kingman. 50 years they've been on that corner selling used vehicles, pre-owned vehicles. What are you looking for? You need a two-door, a four-door, a van, a truck, a SUV, four-wheel drive, economy car? Maybe you want a luxury car. You looking for that Cadillac? They can find it for you. If they don't have it, they'll find it. That's the way they think. Yeah, it's people come first at 66 Auto Sales. See the entire lot. See each vehicle at 66auto.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery introducing the new Ultimate French Toast Platter. Yeah, enjoy banana nut and caramel French Toast Platter or strawberry cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about lemon blueberry French Toast Platter? Or, this just sounds good, chocolate-covered strawberries French Toast Platter. They're all available right now at Perkins in Bullhead City. Even Paul McCartney's excited. Yeah, clap, clap, clap. Oh. Well, you mentioned cops earlier, and that's it's community-oriented policing section or system.
Something.
Yeah. you said with the cops, you know, and that wasn't you saying with the cops. It's with the
an actual unit that is right. Designated for. They have a homeless liaison too, which is Corporal Crawford, and
right.
I've worked with different ones through the years, and. Right now, it's Corporal Crawford, and they're just very active in the community policing, but really highlight homeless and camping, things like that.
Right. That's a highlight. That's a priority on their list of things to do each day, I think.
Right. And you look at our city, you don't see a lot of, like in some of the big cities, you may see blocks and blocks of tents on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And we really try to work hard to keep our community image positive, but also offer resources. And that's one of the things. First thing we talk about is, you know, in your situation, have you been to Catholic Charities? Have you, you know, seeked help? And we, even like with River Fund, if it's something where they're stranded and maybe need to get back home somewhere,
right?
That first contact is always a positive and trying to offer resources. And then if it becomes an enforcement then it's handled that way.
Right. And you've taken all this information, the same information that Judge talked about, Catholic Social Service, Marina Point, Hildy's House, Revive, and all these agencies, and you've put them all on the city website.
Yep. It's on a resource guide for the city page. It's under Community Services, and then in that drop-down, it's the bottom thing, and it's a resource guide for – it has – 8 or 9 categories, but it kind of breaks out. It has a hotline category, and then it's like homeless, mental health, drugs, things like that, so that you can find it and get access to that.
And you've got a city employee that maintains that and keeps it up all the time, which is a task in itself.
No.
Oh, me?
No. My assistant helps and Mackenzie Covert, but we have access to it, so we can update it in real time.
Right.
It's not like a printed guide, which we used to use, which is effective because when we were out, we would hand them.
Sure.
And we still at some points either have cards or things that we'll give out, but it helps us keep it more current and relevant to day-to-day.
But it is amazing. Almost every homeless person has a cell phone.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, I mean, it's almost like that's their priority. I'll take the cell phone over a sleeping bag, you know. I mean, that's they know that that's their lifeline to everything and everyone. And they can look up the city website and see all those services if they had to right there on their phone.
Yep.
Yeah. Judge, how many of these people do you think have come through your courtroom so far since you've been running this program? And I'm sure there's some that dropped out, but how many do you think that you can sit back and say, I can see them now doing this or doing that or working here, or they moved to Long Beach and started a business? Or
I think the first question is, I think I've got close to 20 in the program right now. We could accept a few more. However, I've had at least 20 that said, yes, I want to do this, and yes, I'm for this, and yes, I want improvement. And then that's the last I see of them, and now they have a warrant out for their arrest.
Right.
So they, even though people say, I'll do this, and we hold them accountable, if they don't show up, then a warrant goes out for their arrest, and then we'll have a conversation on, okay, you said yes, but what happened?
Right.
And realizing where they're from, sometimes I let them back in, or sometimes I say, no, you got to go through the regular criminal system, and they get prosecuted like everyone else.
It's their attitude and their responses to your questions that set that pace.
Actually, I think it's more of their actions. I don't really look. I mean, most of the time, people that come, regardless if you're homeless or not, if you're standing at the podium and you're facing a judge, you're in dog brain. I mean, you really have a difficult time. And in fact, that was probably the first realization I had dealing with the homeless and saying, hey, you need to go see Patty and right. be back. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, did you see Patty at Catholic Charities? And yeah. I could see it in their face going, okay, well, they were hearing me, but they weren't really comprehending what I'm saying.
When they're standing there and it's just you and them, on their side of the podium, that's a tough conversation. And you almost, not that they could stand there and take notes, but you almost need somebody taking notes for them.
Well, that's what's in the order. That's why I have a different color for the order. And everything I say, Ms. Jones, my court clerk, writes everything down. I think she does about 8 hours worth of work in the 2 hour period for homeless court. She's phenomenal. And so everything that they, that we address goes in that order as a little reminder.
Right. So they're all provided with the information.
They've
just got to, again, stick to it. But you've probably had a lot that have come up. How many have walked up to the podium and shook your hand afterwards and said thank you?
There's quite a few that you can see. And part of that whole, there's phases.
Right.
So when he first sees them, you know, they have to progress.
Sure.
And the ones that are progressing, they're very thankful.
Yeah.
And a couple of the ones we mentioned earlier, you could tell Judge is probably the only one that's taken an interest in them in a long time. And you can see it in their actions and how they're coming through and the improvements they're making. And they go through some tough counseling. And is it MRT?
Yeah, moral recognition therapy.
Right.
That's a very tough process, and I'm not totally familiar with it, but you can tell by the questions he's asking as they're going through it. They're counseling. They're trying to get everything out, resolved, and to move forward. But that process, some of them,
it's not quick.
It's tough for them to go through that because they're really having to put a lot into it.
Yeah, that's a that's looking at your life through the rearview mirror, this moral recognition therapy, and it's been around for 20 years. It has huge success, and it's in most of, I can't say all, but most of the prisons throughout the 50 states do it. And it really makes the individual do some soul searching on their, because usually, not all the time, but usually people use friends and family to connive and scheme.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden now, if you're going to go through moral recognition therapy, the questions that are asked go back to that particular time, and you have to write it down on the things that you've done, maybe to destroy or burn the bridges in those areas.
And they have burned a lot of bridges. And do you think that when they go through that, because probably those people, those friends and family aren't taking their calls anymore. Do you think when they go through that process that it's almost like the 12-step process, that they can now mend that fence and get back in the good graces of that family member?
I think we've had several of the defendants mention that they have reached out to friends and family of people that they scammed or schemed or
took advantage of. Yeah,
yeah, and have developed lines of communication. Now, those lines of communication might be shrouded with doubt and for the individual that got schemed and scammed. However, at least they're reaching out, and it really provides facilitates for the individual that's going through the program, gives them an idea of, oh, I really messed up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes them realize the level of their mess.
Yes.
How it was received on the other end.
And it provides them the opportunity to, one, make amends, but also realize, I wasn't really paying attention. I wasn't really looking at myself. What can I do next to get the next line of, or the next fentanyl dose, or the next methamphetamine or cocaine?
And it seems like the ones that's going through that, as they're going through that, that's the ones you're seeing the improvement, because they are addressing them and learning how to deal with it and move forward.
Don't you think that our citizens don't see this or hear this, but don't you think we're very lucky that, starting with our council to our city manager, that you can run this court, that our city manager, you know, doesn't want all these people in jail, doesn't want them lined up camping on some, you know, piece of property or some street. But we're doing it in a way that is working, and he's given you the time and the cops unit the time and the judge the time.
I would like to say that Toby's vision on this started several years ago, knowing kind of how big cities, it started with the Catholic Charity shelter, because that's with the Boise, Idaho case. You know, you need to have a shelter, so Toby's been on the front side of this for several years, and started with the task force, worked into a shelter, and then that's when all the ordinances and things started happening. And then with Quality of Life Court, that's just another tool to help give resources and to manage our city to where it's, you know, it's presentable and it's nice, and you don't have camping on the sidewalks and on the underpasses, things like that. So it's been a coordinated effort, and I would say the vision of council and Toby's really helped spearhead that.
Right. And that's something I think our average resident and citizen probably doesn't know. Mm-mm. They don't see that. They don't see the tents, but they don't know why they don't see the tents.
Yeah.
You know.
And when you do see one, it's reacted to very quickly.
Yes. And it is. The other day I don't forget where I was going, but I turned just past the fire station in Old Bullhead City and made a right-hand turn. And all of a sudden, I glanced to the right looking for traffic, and there was a whole bunch of homeless people back there. And I went, holy cow. And I called Danny, and I said, Danny, I said, Corporal Crawford, are you aware? He goes, I'm headed there right now. You know, he was already on it.
Yeah, there's some hot spots that's checked regularly. unfortunately, the ones we are dealing with now are a lot are, like I say, there's homeless that are without a home and want help, and then there's transient that don't want help.
Right.
And that's the ones that we spend probably more time because we're trying to enforce the areas. So
sure.
They move around, but then some end up leaving altogether or talk to Mike Connor and get a
bus ticket to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are hot spots because homeless people are pretty much the same when they're looking for cover.
Yeah.
Or they're looking for shelter, depending on the time of year. If it's a culvert or if it's under bushes, you know. So these spots you and Corporal Crawford are familiar with.
Yeah, and that's why it's real important that we try to get them to Catholic Charities, or if they do get into the system, hopefully they'll make that choice, because when the judge works them through the program, they come out a better person, and they go through the counseling they need, they have a roof over their head, they get food, and then he gets to where they're going to college and getting jobs. So.
That's amazing. All right, let's take our last break. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. Monday on the program, hey, we're going to talk about the Vets Poker Run and then the Kirk Tracy Memorial Walk. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You'll never give me your...
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that fast care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 928-758-5499. Barron's, 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
We're giving locals the edge you deserve every Tuesday and Sunday at Aquarius and Edgewater Casinos and Resorts. Locals receive 20% off at restaurants, $3 drafts at any casino bar, a free blue pack bingo bonus, hot seat drawings, discounts to our all-new LA Comedy Club, and more. Plus, your very own Locals Edge True Rewards card. Get the Locals Edge Vantage. Visit us online at localsedgelaughlin.com for more information and get your card today.
Many clients come to me with concerns about downsizing their homes when they reach retirement age. I'm Suzanne Causley, reverse mortgage specialist with Arizona Financial. A reverse mortgage may be the answer, allowing you to purchase a new home, have more flexible income. Schedule a no obligation consultation today with me, Suzanne Causley, at Arizona Financial, 928-230-9867. That's 928-230-9867.
NMLS number 219405, Arizona Financial is an equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 411252.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. And we're going to go right to a caller who called in during the commercial break. Ma'am, did you have a question?
Yes, sir. You know, you're kind of talking about homeless and things like this on this the subject you're on. And I'm up in Kingman, off of Route 66.
Okay.
Long Mountain Ranch. I'm just right outside of the city by the gas station.
Okay.
And, you know, we have homeless under the bridge and stuff. And, you know, when we had the last big rains, there was so much trash and clothing. You wouldn't believe it. There's enough clothes down there in the wash that, I mean, for 20 people. And then they came in, and I guess they just sold the gas station. They came in with a bulldozer. I didn't get to see it, but it didn't do much. It just made a mess. It just pushed all the trash and everything all over the place. And then, you know, Route 66, because I was going to try and fall way back on, you know, Greenville when they were.
I'm going to give you. Can I give you a phone number to call that will help you with that situation? It's.
That's what I was going to ask since we're up in Keeneland. I didn't know who to talk to.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a phone number of ERASE. And that's an organization that's ran by Mojave County through the sheriff's office. And it's 928-715-0480. And they can jump on that, and they will come out there, and they will take care of that for you. And thank you for the call.
So that's 928-715-0480?
Correct.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate it because, you know, we're getting ready for summer traffic and everything, and it just looks terrible out here.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right, Judge and Jeff Tipton, we're down to about 3 minutes, 2 minutes. Final comments?
I would just like to commend the judge. He had the vision of this program, and he's researched it, studied it, and he's implemented it, and he's holding people accountable, and he's very active, and he's passionate about it, and he's engaged several people that's helping it be successful.
Right. And it's a teamwork.
Yes, it's absolutely a team.
Yeah. And we're fortunate that those team members want to help these people. We're fortunate that the city manager lets you, both of you, do what you do to help these individuals, which directly comes out of our city coffers to help them, spend time with them. And the cops unit, too. I mean, but like you said, we don't have a street full of tents, and maybe this is why.
Yeah.
And as long as these energies continue, we're very fortunate.
Well, Judge Condre initiated the program and the court, and then he reads and constantly is studying to keep making it better. So,
all right. If you want to get in touch with either one of these people, 763-9400 is Bullhead City Hall, and they will take your calls, and that's going to can it for the tune. We're out of here. Everyone have yourself a great weekend. Paul Lavoie is up next after the news. You bet. Thank you.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.